taking time and listening to the concerns of our producers. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today. Over the course of the last week to 10 days, some of our congressional leaders have been taking some time during town hall meetings and roundtable discussions, listening to the producers and their concerns, one of which includes U.S. Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, a member of the House Ag Committee.
I think people are patient about the president's tariff plan. I think most producers agree with me that, you know, high tariffs should not be a permanent landscape of the economic environment, but that I think they get it, as I do, that the president's using these tariffs as a point of leverage to try to get a lower tariff environment. We know many of these countries don't treat us very well. Canada's been pretty tough on American dairy. Mexico has been tough on American corn. And so if we can knock down some non-tariff trade barriers as a part of this process, and I think we can, we're going to end up having more trade, not less, and that's going to be very good for South Dakota ag.
You do talk about that. As we know, we do a lot of trade with Canada, a lot with Mexico, but the one that's been in the news here a lot is China. I mean, it just seems like there's some friction going on. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, tremendous amount of friction with China, and I do think we need to take a harder line on China. I've been on the Select Committee on China. I understand how terrible the Chinese Communist Party is, and this is not like Canada and Mexico are mating our main trading partners who, you know, we want Canada and Mexico to do well. They want us to do well. This is a partnership. There is no partnership with the Chinese Communist Party. They want to abuse, and undermine America in every way they can.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.